JIS Radio presents the Year in Review, highlights of the government's achievements during 2016.
Jamaica's status as a destination of choice for tourists was further cemented by record earnings from significant visitor arrivals during 2016. Journey with us as we recap the major accomplishments of the Tourism Ministry. The year closed with the island on track to surpassing 2015's record visitor arrivals of 3.6 million. For the January to October 2016 period, Jamaica welcomed 3,101,920 visitors, a 5.2% increase over the corresponding period in 2015. Tourism continued to be a major driver of economic growth, with earnings for the 10-month period totaling over $2.06 billion. Minister Edmund Bartlett, who took the reins of the Tourism Ministry after the general elections on February 25, 2016, articulated the government's 5x5 strategy covering the period 2017 to 2021.
So we said we wanted to have 5 million arrivals. We wanted to earn $5 billion US. We wanted to increase our room count up to 50,000 rooms. We wanted to have an employment generation of some 125,000 direct employees, and all that to be done in 5 years at a growth rate of 5%.
This strategy is underpinned by the five pillars of growth: new markets, new products, additional investments, new partnerships, and a renewal of human capital. As it relates to new markets, focus was placed on Latin America and Eastern Europe. This was supported by the relaxation of visa travel requirements for countries in those regions. A similar gesture extended to China is yielding significant visitor travel from that country, particularly for recreational purposes. Tourism did indeed see additional investments, with 3,500 more rooms added for the current winter tourist season, which began in December, and more to be made available over the short term.
And we are on track for another 10,000 rooms by 2018. We're breaking ground in January for a number, and we're opening some new hotels in January.
Among the notable properties with new rooms in 2016 were Rio Reggae with 450, Royalton Blue Waters 225, and Melia Braco with 230 new rooms. In addition, Sandals Royal Caribbean welcomed guests for the first time to Jamaica and the Caribbean's first over-the-water suites located in Montego Bay. And a major contract was signed for the largest single development of hotels in Jamaican history, being undertaken by Charisma Hotels and Resorts under the ministry's Shovel Ready initiative. The $1 billion US dollar mega hotel project in Landover, St. Anne, will be called Sugarcane by Charisma Jamaica. It's expected to add some 5,000 new rooms, provide at least 8,000 direct jobs, and 10,000 indirect jobs in the coming years. The ministry understands that small and medium-sized tourism enterprises play an important role in driving tourism growth. Key initiatives were set in motion last year to support these players. These include a partnership between the Tourism Enhancement Fund and Exim Bank to provide a $1 billion revolving loan facility to enable the upgrading of small and medium-sized properties and attractions. The ministry also partnered with JN Small Business Loans Limited to establish a $20 million loan facility for the operators of small resorts and attractions in Treasure Beach, St. Elizabeth. The work of Jamaica's tourism stakeholders did not go unnoticed, with local players emerging head and shoulders above their regional competitors and in some instances even further afield. Jamaica capped off a remarkable year by copping 9 prestigious World Travel Awards at the 23rd annual presentations in the Maldives, Southern Asia. Heading the list is the World's Leading Personality Award for Outstanding Services to Travel, presented to Minister Bartlett. Jamaica was also named World's Leading Cruise Destination and World's Leading Wedding Destination.
This winter season should be the best that we have. We have rooms, we have air seats, we have a network arrangement that is now encouraging new entrants, new investors in various areas.
Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett. So though it's still early days yet, it's safe to say that 2017 will be another excellent year for Jamaica's tourism sector.
The Year in Review.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.